welcome to another edition of the Amsterdam Squadron podcast. We're diving into points again, and today it is first order time. Joining me is Faan Langelaan. Hello, Faan.
Hello again.
Hello again. Good to have you on the show again. Points change. We've discussed it in other episodes as well. We went from 20 from the AMG to the 50. So a lot of stuff has changed. Today we're going to look at first order. And the first
your
thing
favorite
you
faction?
My I love Kylo. Okay. Anyway, let's get into this. Is there something right off the bat that you see, man, this is great, or this is, oh man, they ruined this one?
Well, I really like the, we all know the Tai Ba interceptor, the red interceptor for the First Order.
Yeah.
And you know the Major Von Rack.
Of course.
It's very popular. I think Major Von Rack got a little bit more expensive, but still, should still be good. But I was looking at the generic pilot there.
Okay.
Only 9 points. So it got actually cheaper.
Yeah.
And lost a little bit of loadout, but you can still fly it with my favorite upgrade, Crackshot.
Yeah.
So for 9 points, with a ship that can, if the conditions are good, shoot double modified, because he can take a strain token for a free target lock.
Well, what initiative are we talking
initiative
about?
Initiative 3.
Okay.
So not the worst of the world. I think, because also, I think we will be seeing a lot more lower initiative ships as well now.
Return of the generics. It's finally there.
We've talked about the Z95s. We've talked about some other ships with low initiatives and other factions. So initiative 3 is maybe not that bad, actually.
No. And the loadout again, how many?
5 points, crack shot.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, in general, first order, when you look at this, well, basically the first order in the new version with the 50 points, is there something you would say, hey, I want to play this?
Yeah, I'm not too enthusiastic about first order, actually, because I think first order always in the 20 point system, they benefited a lot for pilots for 4 or 3 points.
Yeah.
But like sort of a little bit too good for to be true, like sort of like a Scorch for 3 points or a Zeta 5 for 3 points. And now they are more costed appropriately. So
more balanced.
More balanced. Maybe more balanced, but yeah, also that makes it maybe then you make a list and you're thinking, nah, I'm not too enthusiastic about this.
I have that with the whole faction. But okay.
But still there are, I think, some quite some nice ships. I really like that one of my favorite ships, Whirlwind. That's the Thai Whisper that gets a gazillion focuses when it engages. Hey?
Yeah.
And then you shoot the cluster missiles with the advanced optics and all the modifications, the whole trick.
Cost-wise, good?
11 points, so not bad. It used to be 4, so in the old AMG points.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think not bad. I also think there's good options for... I also like... This Midnight, this new Midnight standard loadout, he has a lot of nice tricks as well.
Yeah, now what are we talking about points-wise?
9 points.
Okay, that's
so,
actually
yeah,
reasonable for
it's
Midnight.
It's a little bit between 3 and 4, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah but Midnight.
Yeah.
So if you would go for like a top three, like we always do, like a top three, what would you say, yeah, I like this? Can
well,
be quirky as well?
Okay, of course, the First Order Provocateur.
Yeah.
Then, we didn't talk about it yet, but yeah, I think that a lot of these also have First Order also relies on these AC ships like Von Rack, Quick Draw, that
Kylo.
Kind of stuff, Kylo, and they all got increased quite a lot. I think Kylo in the Whisper is also 15 points. He's very, it's one of the best ships in terms of tricks that you can do
yeah.
in the game, I think, even Kylo in the Whisper, but 15 points is steep.
Yeah. I agree.
So he might be worth it, but and you get all the tricks on him, but it's
how many loadout does he have?
15. So you can
okay.
get your nice loadout with the concussion missiles, with the instinctive aim, with the advanced optics. So you have all your tricks, but it's a bit steep. Quick draw for 14 could be worth it, but also a bit steep. So I like, if you look at it, the Kylo Ren in the silencer.
Ah,
and
okay.
then the new one, the standard loadout, the evacuation of the car one, with the 3-4s and the proton torpedoes, it was 7 points, very expensive. But it's now only 18 points, so like basically only half a point increase. And it was already very much viable for 7 points. So I think that's still a very good good option.
So
I think Oliver Pocknell also likes that ship. So I'm sure it's quite viable.
Okay. So that's the second one in the top three. What would conclude your top three?
Yeah, well, talking about these whispers, I do like, there's also another whisper, the Wrath.
Ah, but putting two whispers in the top three.
No. I was putting in the TIE Interceptor.
Ah, okay.
The Red Interceptor, the Silencer, and then...
Of course.
And then Wrath for 13 points, initiative 5. You can get some bonus attacks going on with an Iron Cannon. So I think he's also a good option. And a lot of loadout, 17 loadout.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are still very much options to make your list. And of course, you can also still go for these... The generic TIE FO fighter is also only 6 points. In fact, they limited the cheapest TIE FO fighter to that you can only take 4 in the list.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because people were afraid of maybe people taking... Yeah, it's only 6 points, so... You could take, otherwise you could have taken maybe 7 of those, and then 7 times 6 is 42, and then an 8-point ship. And I think people are afraid that would be too powerful, because you could just, they are tough to take down, right? Because they are a TIE fighter with an extra shield.
Yeah.
And for 6 points, I think that's still a very good filler ship, right?
I agree. So if you would have to make a list now, something fun, something quirky.
Yeah, you can of course go these weird combinations with Whirlwind and Midnight and Quick Draw. That would be fun, I think. But it could also be fun to just have some swarm of TIE fighters combined with maybe Kylo in the TIE Silencer.
And a little bit more competitive, what would you
then? Would maybe go for a couple of these First Order Provocateurs combined with maybe one or two aces, such as Kylo or Von Wreck.
Okay. Nice. Well, thank you for your insight again, Faan. Hope to see you on another episode of the Points Change. And for our viewers, see you guys next time.